We're going to begin today with those government formation talks that are ongoing and indeed intensifying this weekend. We have a member of both the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael negotiating teams with us here in studio. They're both involved in those talks over the course of today and tomorrow. I'll go first to you, Norma Foley. You're on the negotiating team for Fianna Fáil. I suppose you wouldn't have had to travel far to meet some of the people you're meeting. You could have done it perhaps more locally, although I take it you were up for the Young Scientists exhibition as well as the negotiation. But have you had any meetings today and what's happening?
Indeed, I've just left meetings this morning, and in fact I've been here all week because I suppose really want to say that we are taking this very seriously. There's a lot of hours being put in here, and there's an absolute determination to deliver a programme for government that will last 5 years, similar to the previous government lasting 5 years, and to do that, you know, the hours must be put in. So I've just come this morning now from discussions that are ongoing. There are further meetings this afternoon, has already been outlined, regional independence, other independence, and indeed there have been meetings with others as well. So doing all that we can do to ensure that everything is in place, and that it would be put in place, I suppose, as expeditiously as possible, with a target really for the 22nd of January, if at all possible.
All right. And Martin Hayden, how advanced would you say these talks on government formation are?
Yeah, look, there's a pace there to them now, and we've made a lot of progress this week. We've had many late nights in government buildings this week, and early mornings too, and we'll be working all throughout the weekend. We've a lot of work put together between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil on points of differentiation, points of commonality around for a programme for government across all the different.
Are there many of those points of differentiation at this stage? Any points of disagreement?
Look, there's always different elements of we have broad agreement on the challenges we face and where we want Ireland to be and how we want to solve those. I suppose the mechanism around doing that can sometimes, there can be different viewpoints on how you do that. But my point is, we're getting through each of those chapters, we're getting through each of those sectors, and have made big progress in doing that to put together a document now that would be a draft programme for government, and in a space where we can share that with others who may wish to consider to support government for the next 5 years.
All right. Norma Foley, have you met with your constituency counterparts, the Healy Rays, at this stage yourself?
I meet with them all the time.
In this context?
In the context of government formation. I met with the regional independents yesterday on a formal basis. The meetings with the Healy Rays at this point has been with the party leaders. So that's ongoing, and there are further meetings this afternoon again. So there is no shortage of meetings, and as Martin said, we are burning the midnight oil in terms of it. We really want to get this done. I mean, I can recall this week at 12:15 getting 11 different documents that needed to be gone through for the following morning. But that is what it's about. We want the work to be done, and we want it to be sustainable, and the target is the 22nd of January, if at all possible.
Okay, and Michael Healy-Rae, as a junior minister, has that come up for discussion as far as you're concerned, and is it on the table?
Well, all of that is a matter for the leaders.
Okay. Michael Lowry is the main interlocutor, Martin Hayden, of the regional independent group. I'll come to Norma Foley on this in a moment as well. Micheál Martin said on Thursday, when it was revealed that Gardaí have sent a file on the findings of the Moriarty Tribunal to the DPP after a lengthy investigation by the Criminal Assets Bureau, that, quote, there are issues in the context of what has transpired now to be reflected on. Translate.
Well, I don't know, Micheál Martin can explain for himself. I'm not in a position of explaining what his view of the world is. Look, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are one seat short of an overall majority. We are, as we've just discussed, spending this weekend on engaging with regional independents and others who might have an interest in supporting the government over the course of the next 5 years. And that's why the work we've done in recent weeks has been so important, to put in place a policy platform that they could look at, they could look over, and have a viewpoint on, and see if it's a programme for government that they could vote for, and a commitment given there. But ultimately, when a government is formed, the government will be ministers. Okay. And I don't envisage Michael Lowry being a minister in the next government.
But do you accept the findings of the Moriarty Tribunal?
I do.
Yet the state persists in contesting cases in the courts where there are rival bidders who lost out in that process. There was €71 million euro spent on a tribunal. It made serious findings. Your then party leader, when it was published, Enda Kenny, had some things to say about that as well, and indeed at the time of Michael Lowry's resignation. How did his rehabilitation happen?
So, well, Michael Lowry's still a TD because the people of Tipperary keep returning them there. And ultimately here, we are talking to a significant group of independent TDs, some of whom may decide to support government by voting for government and committing to do so over the course of the next 5 years. like
nothing to see here.
No, but like we're not there yet. We're not there as to who those final people will be. But ultimately, what I have said is, at the end of the day, when a government is formed, the government will be government ministers. That's what a government is. You have backbenchers who support a government. That's different. But government ministers, and the government will be formed of ministers. And I don't expect Michael Lowry to be a government minister in the next.
Okay. In 2011, Norma Foley, Micheál Martin went so far as to say Michael Lowry should resign his Dáil seat as a result of the findings of the Moriarty Tribunal. In 2016, he said the findings of the Moriarty Tribunal cannot be ignored. He said you can't dodge those. They are very real and significant conclusions by the judge. Apparently they can be ignored, can they?
Well, I think he has also said that the final arbiter in terms of who gains a seat in Dáil Éireann is actually the electorate of a constituency, and the electorate of Tipperary North have returned Deputy Lowry, and indeed I believe he headed the poll there. And I think we need to be clear that the regional independents come as a group. They are negotiating as a group. There's no one single individual. Indeed, their negotiating team is constituted of three individuals, and the wider team is the team actually that I met yesterday, and indeed it is the team, all seven of them that met with the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach yesterday as well. So.
I just want to be clear. I know the people of Tipperary North elected Michael Lowry, and that's fine. I'm talking about the remarks of your own party leader when talking about the standards and accountability to which Michael Lowry should be held. He said the findings of the Moriarty Tribunal can't be ignored. They can't be dodged. They're real and significant. They're conclusions made by a judge. So why can they now be ignored? I'm talking about Micheál Martin's own standards that he set in the Dáil, that up to and including, he said, Michael Lowry, notwithstanding the fact that he was elected, should resign his seat in 2011.
And again, ultimately, that decision, and I think everyone would agree that decision in terms of the future of any individual, like any individual across the table here in terms of politics, is determined by the electorate in your own constituency. So everyone that sits here has been fortunate enough to receive a mandate from the constituents that they represent. Deputy Lowry is similar. The adjudication has been made by his constituents. So I respect the mandate of everybody that sits across this table, and that's the reality of it. Okay. At the end of the day.
Martin Hayden, there's a considerable, it should be said at this stage that Michael Lowry denies the report of the Moriarty Tribunal, although he hasn't legally challenged it. But it should also be said there's a considerable political benefit bestowed on Michael Lowry through being the interlocutor of the regional independent group. He carries with him a number of other independent TDs. He would say on his own website, this is a quote, he says, "It is widely acknowledged that Michael Lowry's willingness in the past to participate in discussions supporting the formation of government have ensured significant investment for Tipperary." That's a statement from 2020 that still stands on Michael Lowry's website. So it's not just a case of respecting the mandate, it's bestowing a benefit on him personally and politically by engaging with him in these talks, isn't it?
We can't, first of all, just important to say, like, we can't second guess what will happen with the DPP or in terms of what's transcribed this week as to where that will end up. But ultimately here, a government hasn't been formed yet, but it is, we are dealing with a group. But like Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are there, almost there, in terms of the numbers for the government. We are talking to a group of independents who... seven have put themselves into a regional group, and obviously two more then who we're talking to as well. That group of nine, some of them, or maybe all, will end up deciding to support government. That's their decision, and we will talk to all of them this weekend in terms of policy, as we see a draft programme for government, and they look over that and see can they support that.
Okay, so but why talk to Michael Lowry at all, I suppose? You're accepting that you must talk to him as part of
We've been given a mandate by the people to form a government, and a strong mandate, one where the members of the public vote in very large numbers for Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. It is incumbent on us now, I don't think the people would thank us if we didn't form a government, if we went back for another election, because we're one short of an overall majority. So we will talk to people who are interested in supporting that, and if some of those are willing to do that, then that'll help us form that government to deliver five years of good government and five budgets, which is really important and provide the stability that the country needs.
Okay. The Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, Louise O'Reilly, have the numbers. They respect Michael Lowry's mandate. They're trying to make a government, they say, that'll have stable numbers to deliver the policies that they would argue have been endorsed by the public. So Mm-hmm. Nothing to see here.
Yeah, so they do seem intent on cutting a deal with the Michael Lowry group. They haven't ruled out either, either Norma or Martin haven't ruled out the possibility of putting Michael Lowry back in cabinet. And I do, I would genuinely now love to know at what point in the last 13 to 14 years the opinion of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael in relation to Deputy Lowry actually changed, because my understanding is that all parties supported a motion which contained the words, "We believe that Deputy Lowry should consider his position and resign." Dáil Éireann. Now, to my understanding, nothing has changed bar the need for additional votes in order that they might put together their government, do what they want to do, which is carve up the position and ensure that the status quo is maintained. But Deputy Lowry, as we know, the tribunal had a lot of things to say about him, not alone that he did not just influence the result, but he delivered the result in relation to the awarding of a contract. And I would love to know at what precise point their position on him changed. What was it that Deputy Lowry himself did to change the minds of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael? What was it that he said to change the minds of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael? Because as we sit here, there is a very real possibility indeed that the government negotiations, and Martin has pointed that out, will result in some people being made offers of jobs either at cabinet or super junior or junior ranks.
I didn't say that.
And sorry, and I don't put words in your mouth. I thought you'd say, but indeed, the likelihood is that that is where it will end up. And their lead negotiator is Michael Lowry. So I suppose the question would be: would Norma be happy to serve in cabinet with Michael Lowry? Would Martin be happy to serve in cabinet with Michael Lowry? And maybe they can enlighten us as to exactly at what point during Michael Lowry's political career the opinion of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael in relation to this particular man, in relation to the finding of the Moriarty Tribunal in relation to the not just influencing but delivering a result. I'd love to know at what precise point that changed.
Okay.
So that now it would appear that a full rehabilitation, according to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, in their eyes, has taken place. This person is now a lead negotiator. And indeed, although Michael Lowry himself says he may not look for a ministry, he hasn't ruled it out. Nobody has.
Okay.
And neither of the two people here can rule it out. So I can only assume they'd be happy to serve in cabinet and to put Michael Lowry back at the cabinet table. And I don't know what ordinary people would have to say about that, and I don't know what anyone who has read the Moriarty Tribunal would have to say about that.
Okay, he's not here, Michael Lowry. Obviously, you know, we did contact him and did offer him an invitation to come and take part of the discussion on the programme today. He declined that. Martin Hayden, Norma Foley, I'll give you the opportunity before I come to Paul Gogarty to reply to that. Would you be willing to serve in cabinet with them if that was was on the cards?
I don't see. First of all, I haven't sat in cabinet myself in my career. If it was a thing that I was in cabinet, I don't envisage a scenario where Michael Lowry will be cabinet minister.
It reminds me of, I remember interviewing Enda Kenny before the 2016 general election, and he said, "I don't envisage a scenario," several times without giving a direct answer as to whether he would wouldn't serve in cabinet.
It's not going to happen. Back to my point here. We are one short of an overall majority. Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil effectively have the numbers to form a government, and it's just a matter of a number of independents.
You have served in cabinet. Would you be happy, in principle, to serve with Michael Lowry in cabinet?
Well, I think Michael Lowry himself has ruled himself out. He's been very clear and said he's not interested in a position in cabinet.
So it's up to Michael Lowry if you serve in cabinet with him or not. To be fair,
you've asked for clarity. I'm giving you the clarity. It doesn't arise because Michael Lowry has himself ruled himself out of that position.
I know, but would you rule yourself out? It's a question for you and whether you would serve in cabinet with them, not whether or not he would take part and participate.
Well, you're looking at a hypothetical here now, and as already has been said, we have a number of people who are involved in the negotiations, not just the regional independent group. There are other independents. We've met with other political parties.
Let me put it another way. And would you be happy to have him as a minister? in government?
I don't see the situation arising. And he has confirmed that himself.
Okay.
But that's putting Michael Lowry into the driving seat.
No, it's not. It's a statement of fact. And at the end of the day,
I can only assume that you would.
At the end of the day, we live in a democracy.
To be fair, we must accept
the decision that is made by the electorate on the ground. The electorate on the ground of Tipperary North have made their decision. Okay. Everybody here has a mandate.
Nobody's disrespecting the mandate. Okay.
I want to bring in Paul Gogarty on this. First of all, independent TD, congratulations on your re-election. Have you been approached by any of the government parties to take part in government formation talks?
I have not been approached by Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, or indeed by Sinn Féin in terms of some form of united alternative. I'm willing to talk to anyone, to be quite honest. Just going back to the Michael Lowry situation, I have some interest in this as someone who walked into my local Garda station on foot of information given to me, made a statement which led to the conviction of a former Fianna Fáil minister back in the 2009-2010 period. I believe that anyone who's found to be guilty of these types of offences shouldn't be fit for office. But there is a process for that. And Michael Lowry hasn't had a criminal conviction that would preclude him from being a TD. And on multiple occasions, with the findings of the tribunal, he's been voted in by the people of Tipperary North. So the issue should really rest there. We should be focusing on the delays in the Doyle
Just to be factual, number one, we're not associating Michael Lowry with any previous record you might have on reporting people. Number two, he does have a conviction for tax offences for which he was a €15,000 fine was levied on him. Yes. So But getting back to your own position, you sit with the Healy Rays, but you haven't been in a technical group. You haven't been approached to take part in any government.
I'm a member of a technical group purely for speaking time. I haven't been approached by anyone. I've said on the day of my re-election to Dáil Éireann that I'd be willing to talk to people because you do have a moral obligation to try and influence policy. That hasn't happened. And to be quite honest, there's a little bit of a merry dance going on and a lot of media speculation. Meanwhile, the issues that people are concerned about aren't being discussed. I think the current Minister for Health or the one who takes over should be held to account in terms of the budget promise about the free hormone replacement therapy, for example. A lot of women were sold a pup in that regard and they're very angry and they don't know what the story is.
I just want to pick you up on a lot of people, Martin Hayden and Norma Foley and indeed yourself, reiterate this, that the mandate of the people of Tipperary North has to be respected. But it's the job of any government of the day to defend the integrity of the institutions of state on behalf of 5 million people, the entirety of the state, which is wider than just one constituency and one TD from one constituency. And by the way, he's not the only TD. So does that mandate override everything, come what may?
Well, again, I've said this before in terms of Sinn Féin, who have a history of members being involved in the IRA, members being involved in criminality. I would never say to not sit down and negotiate with Sinn Féin as a political party. If I was asked, if I was in that position, would I appoint Michael Lowry as a minister? I think that bar would be set too high. But he has reached the threshold where he is a TD with a mandate from the people and he's entitled to negotiate with a group of independents as anyone else. We mightn't like that, but that's the reality on the ground and we should be focusing past that and trying to get the government formed as quickly as possible.
Okay, we're going to leave government formation talks for there. We're going to move on and have a look at the issue of education. That's coming up in a minute after this break.
Saturday with Conor Mungon on RTE Radio 1.